All right, welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm your humble host, Bob Tuscan, and I want to thank John Stadmiller for allowing me to fill in for him. I had a great show earlier today. I got to play an interview that I did with Steve Nagel about the Baby Rico case that we've been covering in depthly, and I definitely was lucky to share it with as many people as we did, and we'll continue to bang the drum, so to speak, on the Nagel case. What they're doing to this baby is just absolutely horrific. Today we had scheduled Joe Saunders. He's an attorney from the Tampa area, and he has a website, abuseadvocate.com. He's been dealing with the legal cases against, well, sexual molestation and pedophiles, and he specifically has gone after the Catholic clergy for their role in the molestation of little boys. The Catholic Diocese of Kansas City, St. Joseph, had made the news, and Joe Saunders, the attorney who we should have on tonight if we can manage to connect with him, writes about it on his website, saying that the Catholic Diocese of Kansas City, St. Joseph, is a relatively small Midwestern diocese, originally erected as the Diocese of Kansas City in 1880, rather. Well, just a month prior to his ordination, Raymond Boland Finn became a member of the Priestly Society of the Holy Cross, which is associated with Opus Dei, widely considered the arch-conservative, Well, long story short, they have a lawsuit that they in Kansas that was a major groundbreaking suit that they actually won. Very interesting stuff here. You know, the Catholic Church is not the only one involved with this. We know that many of these pedophiles are amongst, those in Washington. And we've talked about the Franklin File cover-ups before on the show. We've gone in depth about this topic. But it doesn't end. He writes about the Pope resigning. He says, a week after the premiere of Alex Gibney's new film, Mea Maxima Culpa, Silence in the House of God, Pope Benedict announced his resignation. The unprecedented move is the first papal resignation in almost 600 years, as many of you know, and comes at a time when the Church is riven by its role in countless child abuse scandals. The movie is a horrifying look at the Church's decades-old effort to protect and, in some instances, aid sexually predatory priests. And, of course, the former Pope, the Pope Emeritus, as they like to say now, was directly involved in that cover-up. Directly involved. And they made him Pope. So we'll see if we can connect with our guest that was scheduled for tonight, again, Joe Saunders, and we'll continue to cover this topic. If we don't hear from him, we'll take open lines, and maybe I'll play a bit of that Nagel interview as well. So don't go anywhere. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. Lots to get into. I'm going to filibuster for the rest of the show, and I'm not going to stop until they come and get me.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled B-I-O-A-G-E.com.
bioage.com or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendovite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendovite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Well, we cannot connect with our guest tonight for whatever reason, so, well, moving right along, the show must go on, as they say. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm going to move the format to open lines. I want your take on the Rand Paul filibuster. Do you trust Rand Paul? Do you think he's a Zionist, a wolf in sheep's clothing, or do you think he's a pro-liberty kind of guy? Well, many people out there, I saw the chatter on some of the social networking sites, and they said, I can't believe Rand Paul is still getting a negative response. Well, I mean, he kind of alienated so many people, did he not? Maybe I'm missing something here with the enigma that is Rand Paul. He certainly is not his father, so I don't know. What's your take on it? 800-313-9443. I mean, I agree with him, and I think everybody listening, for the most part, agrees with him on the fact that these drone strikes are, well, unconstitutional, unacceptable. That's the bottom line. They're not right. But whether or not he's just an opportunist trying to soak up some of the limelight, that's a different story. So I don't know, folks. What's your take on it? I'd love to hear from you on that topic. I'd also like to hear from you on one of my favorite topics, which is gardening. It's just about spring where I'm living at, and the seasons are changing, and I've harvested some from my garden. We've got some cauliflower that we took out and some sugar snaps and all sorts of good stuff from the winter's crop. I got some cabbages ready to go. And I'm looking forward to getting some of the things in the ground for the next season. Are you a gardener? If so, I'd love to hear from you. Are you a seed saver? You know, part of gardening for me is not just getting the Monsanto seeds and spraying them with Roundup and pouring in the nasty chemical fertilizers. No, It's about doing it holistically. It's about doing it in the way in which permaculture teaches us to do it. And for me, seed saving is a big part of that. You know, I harvest a great crop of tomatoes, for instance. And within each of those tomatoes are seeds that will potentially grow an even better crop the next time around. Now, Monsanto, as you all know, has their Terminator seeds, which prevents farmers from being able to do that. So I'm very conscious about what seeds I buy. And many years ago, Big John Lipscomb, I don't know if you know that name, but Big John Lipscomb, he had hooked me up with a bunch of survival seeds, and I still to this day have those seeds and have seeds saved from crops that I have grown using those seeds. I have quite the seed collection. The Doomsday Seed Vault of Bob Tuscan. Of course, you guys know about the Doomsday Seed Vault. Yeah, the Doomsday Seed Vault. I know, it sounds crazy. It's like the, what's the Doomsday Preppers? That stupid show. Anyways, the Doomsday Seed Vault, if you don't know, many of our listeners know, so forgive me if you already know this, but it's that seed collection they have. I think it's in somewhere in the Scandinavia area. And they have all the seeds, the quality seeds, not these genetically modified monsters, but good heirloom seeds. And very interesting stuff that, you know, the powers that shouldn't be, the who's behind it? Well, Monsanto, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, if my memory serves me correctly, and others. They're getting ready for something. They're saving the seeds. They have the Noah's Ark of seeds. So please call up and tell me what you have as far as the gardening is concerned, your plans with that. 800-313-9433. 800-313-9443. Did I mess up the number the first time I said it, Mr. Producer? I think I did. Anyways, it's been... No, I got it right. Saunders is ready. Oh, cool. Our guest is here. Without further ado, let's bring on Attorney Joe Saunders. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. Sorry I was late getting on here. Great to be on.
Oh, not a problem. I'm interested to get right into this. Now, you cover many different things with your legal practice, but you've also gotten into the abuse that we find in the Catholic Church and in Washington as well, believe it or not. We've covered the Franklin cover up here, and I don't know if you've researched that at all, but you know, there has been a conspiracy of silence about this kind of thing, and it's not just that creepy guy next door. There are institutions in which you would never expect it, but it is very prevalent, and it is being tossed to the side, kind of swept under the rug, so to speak. Joe, how did you get into this form of legal action?
Well, I think it was about 11 years ago, 10 or 11 years ago, some young men came in my office and told me this horrific story about what a Catholic priest had done to them about 10 years before that. And I interviewed them, and I told them I thought we should call the police, that a crime had been committed. And there was a local priest who had been doing this to young boys for 20 years, and a lot of people knew about it, but nobody ever picked up the phone and called the police. And so I'm a civil trial lawyer, but I didn't think that was the right approach to bring a civil case at this point, and I usually advise clients who contact me to the first thing they should do is call the police, even if it's
Sorry to interrupt, but why don't you think people have called the police? I mean, is it a matter of just they're scared, or what do you think the factors are?
Well, I think people are afraid to challenge authority, and the authority of these predators is what gives them the power to continue to do this. You mentioned the creepy guy next door, or the creepy guy maybe in the park with the trench coat, which, you know, our parents told us when we were little, you know, stay away from strangers, don't take ride or candy. And that does occur, with strangers, but it's much easier for predators to operate when they're in a position of trust, whether it's a priest or a coach or somebody in a position of authority that isn't going to be challenged and that children will be afraid to report, or that people won't believe a child because of the authority of the person. People would be more likely to believe a child about the creepy guy next door. And so that enables this, you know, if you are somebody and you accuse a priest of a crime, some Catholics even believe they'll go to hell if they accuse a priest of something, especially if they're not really positive it's true. And
right.
So that authority is what gives these predators the ability to operate, and it's also the thing that causes the damage to the children much more than, like, the creepy guy in the park with the coat. Sure, that's gross, and, you know, but the betrayal of authority is really the thing that does most of the spiritual damage to children. That betrayal and the knowledge that they're powerless because nobody will believe them and there's nothing they can do.
What about the cops? What happens when you then call the police?
Well, in my case, the police officer came over with his little notebook and pad and started interviewing the boys. And he at first was a little skeptical. He said, "Well, you know, I'd like to make a case here, but you know, the prosecutors are, you know, hesitant to bring claims that occurred many years ago where there's no witnesses. Usually, it's just the child and the predator or the priest." He said, "But let me investigate." And what he found and what we found is that there were other children, that now young men, who'd been abused in a very similar manner. And so the prosecutor decided that there was corroborating evidence because of the modus operandi, the way that this predator approached children. And they did bring charges, and that priest is now in prison for the next 30 years.
Amazing. I'm glad that they were able to do something criminally. Now, what is it that you hope to do as far as being a civil lawyer?
Well, a couple of things. One is to out these predators and stop them, and to give power to the survivors. I call them survivors rather than victims, because if they can take power back and challenge the predator and the organizations that protected them, that's part of the healing process. And as far as the money component of it, you know, no dollars is fair to replace that innocence of childhood. But a settlement of a civil case or a jury verdict in a civil case is some approximation of reparation for harm that was done. So the monetary component does provide as a symbol of, because just saying the person, you know, they're sorry, or the organization saying we're sorry it happened, you know, isn't really enough to be a true reparation for the, you know, true justice for the person.
Oh, yeah, no amount of money could repay, you know, the trauma and the abuse that has taken place. We got to take a quick break, Joe, but when we come back, I want to ask you how far you think this rabbit hole goes. And, again, we're talking with Joe Saunders. AbuseAdvocate.com is the website.
Justin Carab Show. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Bible.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
We're talking to Attorney Joe Saunders, his website, abuseadvocate.com. And Joe, I want to thank you for doing this. I don't know that you're becoming a very wealthy attorney in doing this. I think a lot of this is probably out of the kindness of your heart. It's probably very expensive to take on these sorts of trials, and you probably invest. Go ahead.
Well, it is, and we do lose some of these cases because there are statute of limitations that in most states, really in all states, of differing degrees that can prevent people from having access to our jury trial system. And as a civil trial lawyer, you know, and studying the history of our trial system, you know, I know that that's one of the reasons why we had the Declaration of Independence, because England was taking away our rights to jury trial, to have cases decided by juries of our peers. And so we're fighting to get people's day in court so that they can have these issues out in the open and the juries can hear them and the public can know, and it can be kept out of the you know, shrouds of secrecy.
Do you take on these cases pro bono?
We do some on pro bono. The other cases we do on a percentage fee, meaning that we only get paid if we win as a percentage, and we pay all the expenses. So if we lose, you know, we eat that money, because few of our clients could afford to pay the filing fees and investigation fees and litigation expenses of a case. So we advance those expenses and then we get paid a percentage of a third if we can settle the case.
That's only fair. I mean, you're investing a lot of your time in this and your energy, and there's a lot that goes with it. I know you have a full staff at your law firm. Let me ask you this. Let's talk a little bit more about the Catholic Church specifically. Is it just your average priest? I guess that's not the right word here. What do they call them? Clerks? Or what's it called? I'm not Catholic, obviously. I'm giving myself away. But what's
the priests, the bishops, the archbishops, the cardinals, as you go up the ladder of authority.
All right, and the priest is at the lower end of the spectrum, right?
Right. The priest is the basic person who's running the church and hearing confessions and conducting the masses.
Right. And is it just the priest, or does it go all the way on up the ladder?
Well, it goes all the way up the ladder. You know, Cardinal Mahoney in Los Angeles was covering up and lying and advising priests how to stay out of the state of California until the statute of limitations had run so they could avoid law enforcement. He was, when he'd arranged for counseling for pedophile priests, he knew in California that mental health counselors and psychologists had to report to the police if they knew about child abuse. So he would make sure their counseling was out of state so that it wasn't reported and so that the authorities wouldn't arrest and charge his priests.
And what about the Pope? Let's talk the Pope for a moment. Obviously, it's big news about his resignation. What do you think the connection is with all the scandal behind the pedophilia in the church?
Well, the Pope, before he was Pope Benedict, he was Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger. And his post was head of the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith, which is really the enforcer of the faith. And every child abuse case in the world went across his desk. He was in charge of removing priests because only Rome can remove a priest. If there is a priest who's molesting children, say, in Chicago, the cardinal in Chicago can take away the priest's right to serve Mass, but he cannot remove him as a priest. Only Rome can do that. So local cardinals, bishops, and archbishops, if they wanted to remove a priest from the priesthood, they had to send the information to Rome, and it went to Cardinal Ratzinger before he was Pope to look at that. And there were a number of cases where bishops were trying to get people removed, bad priests removed, and he delayed, and he stalled, and he didn't remove them. There were a few other instances where there were priests that he wanted to remove, and that he was blocked by other cardinals in Rome. So it was a very dysfunctional system that was really looking out for the interests of the priest and totally disregarding the safety of children.
Very sick. He should be tried in a criminal court for what he has done to cover up the abuse in the Catholic Church. And it's not just the Catholic Church. We have to take another quick break, Joe. But when we come back, we'll continue our discussion about this abuse that is becoming more and more prevalent in our world today. And again, it's not just the creepy guy next door. These are people with power that are using that power for the most evil of things. Stand by. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
I want to open up the phone lines. If you have a question for Attorney Joe Saunders, our guest tonight, please call us up. If you have maybe some abuse that you've been involved with, or if you're asking for maybe a next step in how to handle it, abuseadvocate.com is the website, and we will take your call. Or if you have any insights at all into the pedophilia rings that exist today in the Catholic Church and elsewhere, it's not just the Catholic Church, unfortunately. 800-313-9443. I see here on your website, you have a survivor's form. What's that all about, Joe?
Well, that's so survivors of abuse can contact each other and share information and develop support groups or join existing support groups. One common theme is people who've been abused as children feel like they're alone. Frequently don't tell anybody, their wives, their parents, for decades. And so part of the healing process is survivors getting together to support each other.
You mentioned that it's not just the Catholic Church that you've seen this in. You mentioned a few different agencies, including Boy Scouts of America. Do you know of abuse amongst the Boy Scouts?
Yeah, well, we've handled Boy Scout cases, and unfortunately, anywhere where there is given, a high degree of authority over children, is a position post there tend to attract pedophiles. So, you know, there are cases like coaches, like in the Sandusky case in Penn State. The Boy Scouts have known this really for decades. And in fact, the Boy Scouts had some pretty good internal policies that they developed years ago, but they never fully implemented them until recently. But I think the Boy Scouts have learned a little bit from the Catholic experience, and they've been making some changes in recent years fairly quickly to try to address this. So, you know, I do fault them in the past years for not implementing some of their policies, but they were aware of it, and they did develop some policies that were not too bad in the past. They just didn't implement them to the degree they should have.
Right. What about people in law enforcement? Have you come across them at all?
Well, you know, I've heard of cases. I haven't had any cases. And, you know, in law enforcement, there's a little bit more of a, you know, of an ethic about following the law. It's a little harder for a renegade on a police force because his or her fellow officers are generally going to arrest them or turn them in. They're, you know, since they're in the law enforcement business, they're not inclined to cover something like that up.
Yeah, but who knows? It seems to me that's another place where you might not expect it, but it certainly exists. There's also secret societies like Freemasonry and other groups like that. Have you heard of any cases amongst them?
You know, I have not heard of cases involving the Freemason. You know, it tends to be more organizations where there are lone individuals who are entrusted with responsibility over groups of children. You know, for example, the priest taking boys on outings and camping trips and things, or the Boy Scouts, you know, leader having children, you know, in secluded areas by themselves. And so in other types of organizations that aren't geared around children, of course it can happen in any, you know, walk of life, but we don't see it, the cover-up and the continuation, you know, and the incidence quite as high unless there's this trust of an adult in charge of children with opportunities to be alone for extended periods.
Right. Walk me through the process here. What happens when somebody calls up to your law firm and says, hey, I've been suffering from abuse for many years now? What's the recourse and how do you help them?
Well, the first thing I do is I tell them that I am impressed by their courage in coming forward, that I know that it's very difficult to come forward and talk about being abused. And so I want to let people know that I understand that they might have been holding this in for decades. And, you know, I can't count how many people have told me stories on the phone and in person that they've, you know, been keeping secret for decades and haven't told their best friends, their wives, their mothers, and here they're entrusting me, you know, a total stranger, you know, with this. And so I take that, you know, with a lot of respect, that they're sharing something very painful with me. And then the next step is to explore, are they getting counseling? And what kind of avenues are there to get counseling? And then I talk about reporting to the law enforcement authorities and about notifying the organization, not just of a potential civil claim for damages, but to notify the organization of all the details of what happened and to see what their response is. Are they going to say, well, we want to reach out and pay for counseling and we want to investigate so we can remove that person? Are they going to you know, refer me to some lawyer who says it's too late, you should have sued years ago, we're not interested in doing anything. So I want to gauge the response from the organization as well and try to get information from them as to what's happened to the perpetrator. Have there been other reports of abuse by this perpetrator? Try to find out what really happened.
Interesting. Moving back to the church here for a moment, you have a list of terms on the website here. I'm reading through this. Let's go through some of them because I've never heard these terms before. Particular friendship. What does that mean?
Well, you know, if you're reading a letter from one priest to another and he said, well, we moved this priest because he had a particular friendship with Johnny Smith, okay, you might not think much about it, but it's code for sexual relationship. In the terms of art in the church, writing, you know, they never say sexual abuse. They use euphemism. So I'm putting that in there so people who hear those terms can start to understand the terms of shop, so to speak, in the organization.
Right.
In any specialized organization, they're going to be, you know, kind of terms of art that are used. And if you're outside of that group, you might not understand the significance of what you're hearing or what you're seeing in letters or in a priest personnel file. So I put that out there so people can start to educate themselves on the internal terminology used within the church.
There's some other ones here that I find interesting. Secret archive. What's that all about, the secret archive?
Well, under the canon law system, which is the internal church legal system, each bishop, and a bishop is in charge of a geographical area in the world. Like there'll be, in different states, there might be 3, 4, or 5 bishops for different regions in the state. Well, each bishop is required to have a secret archive, which means a file that's only accessible to him. And that's where the reports of abuse go that the bishop, you know, takes down or finds out about or gets letters from people. They go in that secret file. And so lawyers doing these cases need to be aware that if you get the priest personnel file, there isn't ever going to be anything in there about this because they will go in the secret archive. And if the bishops tell you there isn't one, they're lying because they're required by canon law to have one. So that's a point of knowledge that's important for people to know who are investigating these cases.
There's a lot of terms here that I've never seen before. One is a pontifical secret, and you say that's the highest form of secrecy in church?
Right. And if a pontifical secret is something, if you reveal that secret, then you burn in hell forever.
And so the
things subject to a pontifical secret are if the church does its own internal investigation about abuse of a child, and actually in the canon law, it's in the same section about a priest having sexual relations with a child or a brute animal. And so it's in the same section as bestiality.
Wow.
If you're conducting an investigation, and those are to remain secret under the pontifical secret.
Wow, that's absolutely crazy. You mentioned that grooming takes place, which I think is pretty self-explanatory. They're grooming these minors for sexual abuse. And that's pretty straightforward. There's all sorts of stuff here that I have never heard about because, well, I'm not Catholic, and also because we're not really told about this. Why don't you think the media is more on top of this story? You would think they would be. I mean, they were all over the Sandusky story, right?
Oh, well, they are, and, you know, there was a big flurry of news media around 2002 when the Boston Globe first came forward with know, the horrific allegations of the multiple child rapes, and Cardinal Law knew about it and moved the priest and lied to the parents and covered up the priest. But since then, the I think a lot of the media is afraid of the church and afraid of being branded as anti-Catholic, because the church is trying to paint this as, well, it's something that happened a long time ago, and it's different now, and you're just beating up on the Catholics. So I think the media is intimidated to some degree.
Yeah, makes sense. Are you a former Catholic or a current Catholic?
No, I was raised in the Episcopal Church, and but
kind of similar.
Married, but it's very similar. You know, my wife, who's Catholic, calls it Catholic light, only one third the guilt.
That makes sense.
But the you know, the so it's very similar, but the key differences are. And one of the reasons why, even though we were married, I was married in the Catholic Church, even though I didn't convert. And I have always been interested in theology, so I explored converting. But the differences were things that I just didn't believe. And really, there's a lot of Catholic things you don't have to believe to be Catholic, but there are two things you have to believe that makes it very different from the Protestant religion. One, you have to believe the Pope has the power to speak the infallible word of God, and I couldn't believe that. And the other is you have to believe that in communion, that the priest has the power to turn the bread and the wine into the actual blood and body of Christ. And that, you have to believe the priest has that power. Now, in other Protestant faiths, the communion is symbolic of the Last Supper, you know, to remember. But you don't have to believe that the priest has the power to change it into the actual body and blood of Christ. So those are the two key things that you have to believe to be Catholic. There are a lot of other Catholic things that are doctrine that you don't have to believe to be Catholic. But those two you do. And so those are things that I think help contribute to the elevation of a priest to being, you know, above us as other humans, and children see them as in awe as being called by God for their salvation. So how can they cope spiritually with when this person called by God, who's been given these powers to turn the wine into the blood of Christ, rape them? It's in essence like being raped by God and not being able to tell anybody. And you really can't imagine more horrific spiritual damage or wound or even spiritual death to a child than having something like that happen.
Yeah, it must be really traumatic. Let's take a phone call. What do you say? All right, let's go to
you. I'm happy to answer any questions if you've got anybody on the line.
Okay. We do. We have James in Pennsylvania, and I trust this isn't James Sandusky, right? Or is that Joe Sandusky? My bad. Go ahead, James. Bad joke.
No, it's not Jerry Sandusky.
Jerry. James. Jerry, that's James, the guy's name. All right,
James,
there you go.
From Pennsylvania. Great show, guys. I have a friend who was part, and this kind of ties in with the whole thing. You know, there's a massive organized eugenics programs that's been going on for quite some time. And my friend was forced sterilized as a child to, you know, which is a form of abuse. And I was wondering, is there any kind of a recourse available for, you know, this heinous, that sort of abuse? Okay.
Yeah, have you ever heard of that before, Joe?
I have. There were a number of programs in the, you know, 1930s, 40s, even into the 1950s, especially to sterilize mentally challenged individuals. And there had been some government, and this was done by government programs, exclusively. Churches didn't do this kind of thing. There had been some programs in some states to try to find those people that now are fairly elderly and provide them some reparation for that. But yes, I'm familiar. It's a horrific chapter in abuse by the American government of individuals.
Right. Yeah. That, okay. Well, I was just wondering, you know, if it seems kind of like in line with your calling here to kind of right these wrongs, that there might be somebody there, some type of advocacy group that can seek reparations for the damages that have been done.
Right on, James. Thanks for the call. AbuseAdvocate.com is Joe's website. We'll come back for our final segment. Stand by.
The Bob Justin Show.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Well, we're chasing the pedophiles out of earth, and they're definitely satanic. It's definitely evil, whether you think about it in a religious perspective or not. Aberrant behavior like this is just absolutely unconscionable. And we're talking with Attorney Joe Saunders tonight. We only have a few moments left. Joe, let me ask you, do you have any cases in the works right now as we speak? And what would you like to leave the listeners with?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I get new cases, you know, probably every 2 or 3 weeks.
And, really? It's that abundant?
They certainly are. And, you know, it takes people through their lives frequently many years, sometimes decades, to come to terms with it and be able to talk about it. I think maybe most people who've been abused as children maybe never tell anybody their entire life. So the message I'd leave with people is that, you know, if you've been abused, you're not alone, that there are others, and there are ways to take back the power from your abuser. And there are things that you can do to take action. And also, tell your children that it's not only strangers, that anybody who touches you inappropriate, to trust your own instinct as a child. If something feels yucky, that you should be able to tell mom and dad anything that happens, and that if any adult tells your children to keep something secret, your children need to know that it's okay to come forward and talk about it.
Well, that's a good point. I think we have that fallacy that we tell our children, hey, if there's a stranger, let us know. Only the doctor is allowed to touch you. No, the doctor's not even allowed to touch you in my house. Jeez, especially the doctor.
Well, I think that message, you know, to our children that they and nothing should be secret, and they should be able to tell parents everything. And as adults, because communication and transparency is the key to protecting children and rooting out predators. So I thank you for making this topic a topic for your show tonight, because it's an important message to get out there. And if we've protected even one child, we've done some good tonight.
I hope so. And it's not easy to talk about, let alone represent these cases. I don't know how you do it. It's tough stuff. It's heavy stuff. But we definitely have to help people out there in this situation, and I want to thank you for doing so. Again, Attorney Joe Saunders has been our guest tonight. AbuseAdvocate.com, the website. Thanks so much, Joe. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
All right, you take care. We'll be in touch. All right, folks, that does it for the Bob Tuscan Show tonight. We'll be back at it tomorrow night. If you missed the show yesterday, we discussed the RICO case. And, well, I'm still outraged by that. So SaveRICO.com is the website. Check it out. Get behind the family and help them out with their cause. There's so many different causes to get behind. It's hard to just focus on one, but we have to get the word out nonetheless. And I do that 5 days a week right here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Love you guys. Take care.
Chase those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads out of town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.